How old do you need to be on the commission board?
Oh, wow.
Old enough to know better, too young to resist.
Voting age, I would assume 18.
I would think voting age, but I don't know. Anybody really know?
I've got the law in front of me.
See, that's why Pearl's the director, she's prepared. I don't think 19 myself.
They have to be appointed by the governor. They shall have reasonable knowledge or experience in issues related to blindness.
That's how I got it.
No one may be a current employee of the commission or their member of their family. One is a designee of NFB, one is a designee of ACB, and the others are at large. There is no requirement for age.
I think that ought to be changed.
Any age, if you convince the governor you would be a good board member, you're eligible.
I think that ought to be changed. I think it should be 19.
Who else wants to read one?
That was a good question, because we didn't even know.
I didn't know that. We got some political aspirations. Maybe the next congressman. I would not be 19. Age of majority.
Chad, do you want to read your question?
Yeah.
Here's the papers.
That was good, though.
Okay, was that answered?
Good.
Find your question?
Can you say it louder and slower? Is this a full-time job?
Yeah.
No, I guess I'll step right in. I don't, it's not a full-time job, so we meet four times a year, and then we have other things, like we're considering the, going to the workshop that will help teach us what we need to do, and some other things, but we only meet four times a year, and that's on a Saturday afternoon, you know, spaced out. And it's, it is a job, but it's more like a service or a privilege to do the job, because we volunteer our time to do it. And so, but we're all excited about being here, and we have to take an effort to be able to serve, because the governor has to appoint us, but no, I wouldn't consider a full-time job. Anybody want to disagree with me, or jump right in there, or?
You hit it right on the head.
You covered it very well.
See, and that's why she's chair.
Okay, Brandon. Whoops, I'm like a server. I waited, he took a bite.
Actually, a dentist, ask a question, open your mouth on it.
I think the near final question was, do you guys get paid for this?
You bet.
We get what they call a per diem, which means that we get a certain amount of money every time that we have a meeting, which is
$70.
And we get that, you know, if we come and we, and if we have to come a long distance, then we get our transportation paid for, and maybe our lodging and some of our food. So, yeah, in that respect, we do get paid for it, but it's still be considered a volunteer type job.
Do
Yeah, it couldn't be full-time. We get paid just a little bit, and we're not in it really for the pay.
No, we're in it because we like the commission, and we like the things they do, and how they teach you young people to do wonderful things like feed us lunch.
That's right. That's why we're here.
Okay, Ian, you want to ask the next question?
I think I pulled on the question.
He's thinking of...
Oh, we already asked that one. I think the other one's, what do you like about it?
What do you like about the job? What do you like best about your job?
I think that demands all five of us answer that question, so...
I'm busy eating.
I will say that, for me, I like it because I believe in what the commission does. I like the fact that blind people can get ahead, and it's, whereas it's still hard to get employment, it is easier than it used to be. And there's getting to be less and less prejudice against blind people doing things simply because we have so many blind people out there working and working in areas that we wouldn't expect them to work in, being scientists and being engineers and all these wonderful things. So, you know, and the other part of it for me is that I was trained at a facility that was not good. I didn't get much training. You can be really happy that we have this kind of a facility in Nebraska. It wasn't always here. And we're really happy that it is because good training, you've got to have good training in order to go out and get those really good jobs or go on to college or wherever else you're going to do. So it's important to me that people get better training than what I got. Hey, go ahead, Jim.
What I like about the job of the commission, yes, being on board, I think that one of the things that caused me to one of the things that caused me to apply for the opening that was vacated last October or November by our ACB designee had a lot to do with what Nancy said. I think the agency does do a pretty good job with what they do. Plus, you know, look, it all comes down to people. And the American Council of the Blind has a motto: people first, causes second. And that's why I'm here, to make sure that the agency, if you will, not only adheres to that motto by providing the services that the individuals need, but also to adhere to the motto that they've come up with several years ago, and that's empowering blind people, promoting opportunities, and building belief in the blind. I think if the agency can do that, and we as a board can do our best to see that they do that, then that's a job well done.
I enjoyed being on the board of commissioners because I really believe in the Commission for the Blind, and I receive great training from the commission. It used to be called Services for the Blind. We have one of the best training centers in the country. Nebraska is something that people have always looked to for a model. And we get to visit different parts of the state. We have a meeting in Omaha once a year. We have two meetings in Lincoln, and then one of them is always somewhere like in Norfolk or North Platte. And part of it is getting to ride with our driver, Dan Bird, especially when we have a long trip because he's so funny and he has comments.
He gets us there
quick.
Keeps
us entertained, and if I need to stop for coffee, he doesn't complain.
I might.
Oh, yeah.
Always fun.
Are you through?
Yes, sir.
Who's next? Julie, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess for me, it's seeing the progress. You know, and I've just started on the board, but even the years, you know, that I've been in Nebraska and been in some way connected with the commission as a client, as a staff, and now a commissioner, it's so exciting to see the progress, you know, that I think when I'm done with this four-year term, you know, you guys are going to be graduating high school and off to college or work or whatever, and seeing that growth and that change is motivating for me.
Hey, Wes.
Well, this is my first meeting as well, but I enjoy being on the board because I received, you know, phenomenal service from the commission as I attended college and as I started my you know, my full-time employment that I do besides being on the board here, and I want to see that continued, and I think by doing my part to be on this board, I think I can give back to the commission. I can also ensure that you guys, as the future the future blind adults of the world, can enjoy the same success.
Those were really good questions. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to us? I'm so glad you came in and figured those out.
Well, I don't know if we've ever been introduced. Can everybody introduce themselves?
Yes, let's do that. That's a good idea.
You go to school.
You kids, tell us. Yeah, tell us about yourself.
Well, I guess I'll go first. I'm Brandon Humphrey, and actually, I got started on some of the programs here like a year ago because I met Nancy at church, and it's been pretty wonderful since then. And I've getting the mobility and lessons with the cane so far with the Sheriff Crespi, so yeah, it's just been wonderful.
So you're an OPS student?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Go to Northwest High School.
Northwest, okay.
Yeah, Nancy's an asset to the agency. Mm-hmm. She's been around for years.
Yeah, that's how I got involved.
Great.
We're not talking about spaghetti sauce story, no.
Brandon, what grade are you in now?
Sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
graduating
in 2 years.
Waiting
until
you started.
I'm
Eloise
Lester, and I started
Nebraska
Central Line last week.
Started Nebraska's ECBBI last week.
Wow.
Before that, where did you go to school?
Wildwood.
At Wildwood, it was in Ralston.
Okay.
Oh, that's how my.
So he had just finished 1 week in Nebraska City. Mm-hmm. And then how old are you, Ian?
11.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you think of Sally? Huh?
Sally.
Oh, she's the administrator.
He just started.
Yeah.
What? Chad, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Chad. I'm the one that's here. I'm a school.
Chad, what's your last name? Chad?
Doble.
Chad Doble. And you're a what year?
Senior.
Senior at Hamburg? Hamburger. Iowa.
Oh.
So he's joining us. I was contracting with him to take part in our transition.
Oh, cool. Good ball.
Hannah,
introduce
yourself.
Hannah.
What's your grade?
10.
And what grade are you in? Freshman? So Hannah told me she's a freshman.
All right.
And Zach?
Hi, I'm Zach. It's pronounced Hoye. Usually you would have Haye, so it's spelled Haye. I go to Bryan High. I'm a sophomore. Yes, I'm 17. I'm not the only one, sophomore, I'm 17.
So we had just 5 students.
Wow.
We had several people taking ACT, SATs, and that this Saturday, so they weren't able to join.
I never liked the ACT test.
Well, you guys did. You did a wonderful
job. Very good job.
That's
yes.
Right. Thank you for letting us join you.
Oh, you're
good job.
Yes.
That's wonderful one. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's give them an applause again. Good job. Okay, I think now we will
reconvene.
Thank you. I forgot the word. We have the next order, or the next agenda item is the new logo, which I'm very excited about. This was a really neat idea, and I'll let Pearl tell you about that.
Alrighty. We did hold a contest. Actually, the Friends of the Commission sponsored the contest. We had...
Thanks.
Excuse me.
Good job. I enjoyed that.
Yes. We had a number of really creative designs submitted. We did end up with one that, well, there were a panel of judges, Nancy Altman, myself, and Joe Buda, who is on Friends of the Commission, who looked at all of the designs that were submitted. And sorry. Came up with a design that is really nice, I think. All of the judges liked it. I do have a print version of it if anyone wants to look at it. The description, Nebraska is large, and then under Nebraska is Commission for the Blind, Visually Impaired in a different lettering. And then underneath that, at a stair step across, is Empowering Blind Individuals, and then indent Promoting Opportunities, and indent next line, Building Belief in the Blind. And the mission statement that I just read is the lettering is like script handwriting. And then there's a circle, or a semicircle, that goes from the top of the N of Nebraska and circles around all the words and ends at the bottom of the word where the word blind is and the period. So it kind of ties that all together visually. We chose this, and I had just wanted to make sure that the whole board does endorse this before actually finalizing the contest. And there's a $100 prize for the designer that the Friends of the Commission is going to pay. So I did hear back from a couple of you, but I did not hear back from everybody as to your opinion of this design. And I would like to make sure that you all approve of this.
So what does everybody think? I obviously, being on the committee that chose it, I really liked it.
I think it's fine.
I concur.
I like it.
Okay, wonderful. Well, then we will consider this finalized. We will figure out a way to incorporate it into our letterhead and into any brochures that we do and anything that we do that's in print. In the past, our letterhead has been, let me find here, we have the state seal with Dave Heineman, governor underneath it, and then just the name of the agency with my name under it. And so this will probably replace the state seal, because we don't need to, you don't have to use that on your letterhead. That's just to use if you want to. But I think that with this new logo, sorry, we'll be placing that on all of our documentation. So I'm excited about it. Exactly how we'll work it, I don't know, but that'll be the next step now that you've approved it. There were also a couple of designs that were from a consumer that were really neat, but they were too they had too much in them to be a logo that's going to be small, you know, on a letterhead or a brochure. But we thought they might actually work really well for posters. And so we have in mind to make up some posters that people, staff can use if they're announcing an event or if they just want to put a poster up at about the agency at libraries or senior centers or schools or wherever you might post a poster. We've never done agency posters before, but there's some neat designs, and so that's what we have in mind.
They were really good. I was really impressed with them too, but they just, as Pearl said, would not have worked on letterhead because you would have had, even if you had 20/20 vision or better than that, I mean, you would have been you're only getting down there to look at it by the time you would have got all the wording on there. So,
can I ask Pearl, and if it's confidential, that's fine. I can appreciate that. Can I ask who submitted the winning logo?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's somebody that I don't think any of us know. Her name is Jennifer Meller, and either Meller or Mellon. And her, although I don't know for sure where she lives, her email address implies that she goes to school in Michigan.
Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, wow. I mean, I think I'm kind of impressed that, you know, we sent it out to anybody could do it. I was just really kind of excited that it
yeah.
you know, got so far and wide.
Right.
Oh,
I thought that was neat, too.
Good for her. All right.
Hey, is there any way of getting a raised version of this logo at all? Have you ever, you know, just like that?
I mean, you can make raised designs of just about anything, so I suppose it's possible. Since it's just really mostly letters as opposed to a design, and there were lots of, you know, things with eyes and suns and different, the state of Nebraska and hands over each other, lots of different kinds of things, but I don't know, since it's mostly letters, I don't know. I'm sure it could be done. I don't know if we have the whatever machine you would need to do that.
What are the issues you run into when you have raised letters? Sometimes it won't feed good through a printer, especially if you've got a lot of letterhead in the printer.
Oh, yeah. We definitely wouldn't want it as our normal. I mean, and if it was on a letterhead, it'd be way too small to be. You wouldn't feel any of the detail. I thought he meant like with this sample, which I enlarged.
Yeah, that's more what I was thinking. So that if people wanted to get a picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah. do we have something to grab?
I guess if I was wanting to get my hands on it to check it out, it would be pleasing for someone, I think, almost with a, you know, like Puff Blues, something like that. Draw the, you said there's a an outline of the stage, so do that.
No, there isn't on this one.
Oh, there isn't, okay. So then just braille out the words and stagger them, stair step them like you say, and then just with puff paint do that little circle thing so it shows me what letter it goes back around to what letter. And then that would give me a very clear idea what they got. Just, you know, put the words in braille.
I think Robert's right. I think that would be a good idea. I mean, it would be an easier way, and I think it would really give you the idea.
Yeah. Now, what about the fact that the size of the letters is quite different?
Oh,
is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's because it would still give us the sense of, again, where this placement of the words are.
Yeah.
Because in the font stuff, you know, well, it's okay. Well, as long as we know it. I mean,
uh-huh.
I don't know how you change font in real time.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll go from jumbo to regular to micro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the things is I like the idea of the script. I don't know if that's what they called it. That's what I would call it. And the stair step thing is really good because it just kind of makes you think, you know, you're going someplace. This is a place that's going to get you someplace.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll play with it at some point.
I think that should be a job for Robert since he suggested it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Wes suggested it.
Well, I mean, as far as Robert, as far as the design.
Oh.
The braille.
We used to have kind of a thermoform machine or something that you could make raised things out of whatever design, but I don't know if we still even have that anymore.
Okay. This is Hubert. I was thinking there were some machines in plastic, plastic that you lay the plastic on top of a material with the design or print on it, run it through this heat, and somehow it raises.
Yeah, that's a thermal machine. Yeah.
I know there is also a thing that enables you to, as you draw on it, it raises the. Again, I don't know if we still have one of those things around. We used to. But that would be, that would let us actually draw the letters so you could get that. We'll see.
All right.
Okay, anything further on the logo? If not, we'll move on to new business. And the first order of business, next agenda item, I guess I should say, is the state plan for fiscal year, for the fiscal year.
Okay. The state. The state plan is something we do for the feds every fiscal year, which part of it is a preprint in which we sign and verify that, yes, we obey this law, we obey that regulation, we do this, you know, all the things that are required of us. It restates that, yes, we do all of that stuff. Sometimes you, part of that, you fill in some blanks or check some boxes because there are differences in states. But that's called the preprint. And so that part, you know, we review each time to make sure we're on track, but it doesn't have to be rewritten. Then there's what's called the attachments, which really is what we call our state plan. It covers a wide range of things, cooperative agreements, coordination with education officials, arrangements for supported employment services, statewide assessment, state goals and priorities, state strategies, and quality, scope, and extent of supported employment services. That's just a list that's here. What I'm looking at, just so you know about how some of this federal stuff works, is an information memorandum that is telling us about the submission of the fiscal year 2009 state plan, and it is 26 pages. So, and this year Kathy attended a conference call with instructions to the state plan, and she and I haven't even had a chance to talk about it since that. Do you have any comments about how that went?
It was kind of dry.
Yeah,
it was very, very lot of detailed information, an awful lot of detailed information. I do have some information that they had emailed that I printed off, and I haven't even read through all of it yet, but I'll be sharing that with Pearl, I'm sure, here shortly.
One of these days, very soon. A lot of times, you know, what we do doesn't change too much each year, but we still review and make sure that, you know, there are some things that we want to change something in the writing of it or in the what we do, we would change the writing of the plan. The way the process works, I'm looking for the due date here. Where's that due date? Do you remember, is it July 1 or April something?
I'm thinking July.
Okay. That's probably right in front of me and I'm not seeing it. Typically, it's July 1, but they want it sooner so they can look at it before then or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, Our state plan is on our website and would also be in your packets. I would really encourage all of you to read the current state plan and especially look for anything that you think really ought to be revised in some way. Part of that could be the writing itself. Is it clear? Is it, you know, is there something about the way it's written that should change? But then part of it is about the content. You know, is there something where you really think, yeah, that's fine, but you don't need to be doing that anymore, or you should be doing this instead, or something like that. I would welcome your comments and would really ask that you do spend some time to, and if you think it's all great and you really don't have comments, that's okay too, but let me know that. We will be working on this next one. Usually we have to update all of those attachments, but sometimes there are attachments that we do not have to update. And then last time they changed the number of, you know, something before had been 411C4 became 48D12 or something. So we had to make sure we fixed all of that. You don't have to worry about that, but I'm just telling you that's part of it. But a lot of the actual content really does remain, as content that's required, remains relatively the same because the regulations, the law itself, doesn't change that much from year to year. So, but we spend time making sure that we do have everything covered that needs to be. And so, really, at this meeting, I don't have a new one for you to review yet. We do need to have the board officially approve the plan that we will submit before I submit it. So,
is this something we can do via email and that kind of thing, or by consensus, or do we need a vote on that?
Well, if the timing of the meetings is right, then we would want to actually have it at a meeting. So yes,
May
would be perfect. Okay. If you can be doing your work in the interim, and then of course besides reading the current one, understand that I'm also going to be sending you the new one when it gets closer to being done. And so I'll be asking you to read that as well. And so I would aim to have a draft ready for that May 10th meeting that you could actually discuss and vote. And it could be there will be some changes you recommend, but that you'll approve it with the changes so that we don't have to have another meeting after that.
Right.
So if that's acceptable, it is a fair amount of reading to do, but I'll appreciate
it's very important to do that.
Do you have questions or thoughts about the process?
I don't hear any, so.
Oh, and I want to say, as much as possible, when you do, like, reply to an email to me, if you would go ahead and just reply to all, pretty much every time, unless you're, we have some personal exchange going, which we usually don't, but if you, on business issues, reply to all, then I know everybody else got your comments, because what you say might spur somebody else.
Control-Shift-R, does it?
Yes.
Okay. That's
you know, we'll
I just forget that.
Yeah, we just build a personal group.
I'm trying to remember to do that. The thing that, I was doing that, but then my very first meeting, there was discussion about they didn't want to hear, thank you, Pearl.
Yeah.
You know, every time it has to open it. So I'm trying to distinguish the difference.
Right.
I may miss some, but I will.
Right. Actually, that makes me think of another thing. sometimes when I send out things to you all, I send it to all staff too.
Right.
Or I send it to the administrative team too or something. So perhaps for our, the business of the board, the better thing to do would be forward to the board and Kathy and me.
Okay.
And if you
that makes sense.
If you forward everything, then it will take the attachment with it in case that's needed.
Oh.
And it would go to whoever you say, which best case is these seven people around the table. And sometimes somebody else. Like there might be something you want Bob or Carlos in on the on it, or
right.
Dave or Bill, you know, but then you wouldn't be risking replying to a larger group.
Right. More than really needed.
So basically you're saying just forward instead of reply to all.
What do you think? I mean, that seems to me like reasonable. Control F, it's easy.
Yep.
I guess it doesn't matter to me, but I don't know. Does it?
I don't have a burning desire either way. I'm just trying to.
Well, I think that way you get it to the people you want it to get to, and not all the people that really don't need to know or don't want to know or whatever. You know, they just were involved with the initial whatever.
Well, if I remember to forward, that's fine. I'm so used to doing reply to all, so.
I mean,
we'll either way, we'll get it.
Yeah, control F is.
But when and control to all is fine, except sometimes things end up really being, I think Nancy pointed this out earlier, needing to be a conversation amongst the board.
Right.
And possibly myself and Kathy, but.
Right.
So that's something to
it really
just
doesn't
be aware
happen.
Of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't happen often, but when it is something that just pertains to we the board, then we need to be careful not to, you know, send it to a whole other group of people that don't need to know that information. Okay, anything else?
That's really all at this point.
Okay, now my board was supposed to remind me that we were going to decide on this, where we, if who was going to go to St. Louis and possibly to Bethesda, Maryland. Thank you very much, board. You've let me down.
Hey, you remembered on your own.
There it is. Okay.
That's right.
So we'll take one at a time and maybe talk about St. Louis first.
Okay. Talk about which one first?
Well, whichever you want. I don't care.
I just didn't understand which one you wanted to do.
I said St. Louis thinking
okay.
It was closer, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, let's do the St. Louis. I know that Daryl has expressed wish to go, and I am planning on going. So anybody else that would want to?
Well, maybe it's just two that are available and want to go.
Okay.
And I did say that Kathy is going to go, so that would be three of you.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Go ahead. You have my blessing.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. That's
certainly, Pearl, if you feel, you know, that it would be good for you to go, too.
Okay.
You know, so whatever you think. Okay, now what about the, and I always forget what that entity is called, but at any rate, this, it's this.
Well, if I may ask on St. Louis first, if, so three or say three people going, do you have a strong feeling one way or the other about driving versus flying?
I don't. It doesn't matter.
How about you, Daryl?
I hate flying because I used to love it, but just because of the hassles and being pushed around. And, but I mean, I'll do either. I mean, I'm not gonna, it's not a hill to die on. But
yeah. All right. Dan Bird, we talked about you before you came in the room earlier. We were discussing this a meeting in St. Louis in June. Is that when it?
End of June.
Toward the end of June.
Okay.
25th and through the 27th.
Someone said, well, maybe Dan will drive us there. It's about a 3-day meeting, I think. So that's an option?
No.
Nothing in blood yet, but okay, well, it's good to know that's an option.
And I don't want to.
Thank you.
And I don't want to not you know, I don't want to not fly just because I'm stubborn. If it's cheaper,
thank you.
If someone would, you know, would kind of, well, I guess each person has to set up their own.
No,
I don't know how to research that.
Actually, we would set up. And if anytime you would fly on commission business, which won't be real often, but if you do, Kathy will work with you individually to set up your flight.
Okay.
The agency can pay for it directly. You don't have to get reimbursed, so that helps too.
I mean, I want to go. My first choice would be Dive with Dad, but I mean, if it's cheaper or.
Okay.
You know, I think we need to look at what really is the best in the best interest of.
Thank you. And we do that even when we go to conferences and things. We're careful to get the best flights. We're careful to, you know, we really do a lot to keep the cost down. But Kathy and I will work on that and try to determine what will be the best way to go. And so I just wanted to make sure everybody was okay with whichever.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, now what about the meeting in Bethesda, Maryland? I guess first we need to establish whether we wish to send somebody to it.
I don't know that we have anybody that's volunteered even, have we? Is there anybody?
What agency staff are going to that?
Julie asked what agency staff will be going. This year it will be me, Carlos, Bob Deaton, and Deanna Jesse. Possibly. Is that already said, or do you know Bob? I know Carlos and Bob are, but Bob, do you know if, have you talked with Deanna about this one yet?
No.
Okay. So possibly Deanna Jesse.
Okay.
Anybody else? There isn't anybody else we talked about that I'm forgetting right now, is there? Okay.
You know, is it important for one of us to go? What was the thinking?
I think it's one of those. It's kind of like, you know, that they are carving out a section of time for commission board or council people. It's something new that's getting started, so I guess it's whether. You know, I don't know. We don't know how many other states will be attending, and we don't know, you know, if not very many people show up, that that's going to be something that they're going to offer again, you know, this kind of thing for a chance to network with other state agencies or state commission board type things. Or, you know, it's a little, and, you know, like, it's just like that conference call. It's progressing, but it's progressing slowly, but we don't know if it's going to be something that catches on. I get really, you know, encouraged 1 month, and then the next time we have a meeting, I get kind of discouraged a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, still going back and forth, so.
You know, Julie had made a comment earlier and about, and Julie, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought I sensed some hesitation on your part to send somebody to Bethesda, and I can appreciate that. I know that when I first heard the opportunity was being made available the other night on the conference call, I thought, hey, this is something we got to jump at. But hearing the suggestion of the concerns that you raised earlier has changed my mind in some respects. I think it's important to do, but this may not be the year for it. We may, you know, because of budgetary constraints, because of whatever, might want to postpone Bethesda for a year and concentrate on St. Louis and whatever else comes up down the pike.
I guess I'm not hesitant to send somebody. I really don't have a definite. I mean, at this point, I just don't feel like I have a definite feeling one way or the other.
I misinterpreted that. I apologize.
Yeah, well, in one way, I guess I look at it. I agree. I don't remember what year it was we went down to Kansas City. I didn't exactly know what I was getting into. I knew that a couple of other board members thought it was important, and I went, and once I was down there, I thought it was it was better, a whole lot better than what I was expecting, and I liked how things were set up and the kind of networking we did and so forth and learning. It was really good. So I don't know. You know, I hear Pearl saying that, you know, there is budget money available to do this, and then I think of it being where it is and the price of rooms and mm-hmm. the whole schmear up there, that kind of thing always gets to me. So you really can't go by that, but I mean money wise.
It is because
that's a very costly area. I guess I want to ask you a question, Pearl. You know, this, you've been with these people, you know, and when they decided to carve out this area for the commission board's people, do you think this is something they're going to continue to do?
Yes, I do.
You do think that?
Yes.
Would it be, I mean, will it be just like the one time a year thing mm-hmm. in Bethesda, or will it be, you think they'll mm-hmm. be doing it again in the fall?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, but...
Well, you know, you're only one person that uh-huh. goes to these meetings, so I just thought...
The area is something I would be very much interested in if a chairperson or somebody else didn't want to go. My biggest problem, but I think I have enough days that I probably could work it out, but I would have to check on that. I would be.
That's why I won't commit.
Willing, I would be very willing and interested, because rehab is something I've always kind of wanted to, get more involved with in one way or another, and you know, find out about the, you know, agencies and what services and what's going on in the whole process.
Yeah. See, Daryl, I would commit, but I'm waiting for a decision on the state staff meeting before I commit my other vacation too. So
yeah, I understand.
Oh, we should talk briefly about state.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about.
I tell you what, I got busy during lunch and neglected to try to find out the information about the. When we have to register for NCSAB. So I can't give that to you here. But I can check that this next week and send you that. It's possible that we'll have another month or two to think about it and decide. So why don't we do that? Wait to decide about Washington until I can provide you with more information.
Okay. And I could just inquire this week and see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
We do know the dates.
I think you have to take a personal day. I don't know if they'll let you.
See what you can find out, see if it's feasible. And I'll get back to me on that. Carlos, would you talk to the board about what we know for a state staff meeting at this point? While I need to make sure I get this down so I don't neglect to do this.
Sure. Well, so far we have the date, which is on April 1st, 2nd, and the 3rd, starting at 1 on the 1st, and ending at noon on the 3rd. The hotel, we are looking at some place besides Omaha or Lincoln in order for us, number one, to get good rates, but also to be in a place in which our staff can hang around and all of us can be in the hotel and also build that relationship that we all look forward to once a year when we get to this meeting, because if we do it in Omaha, the staff from Omaha might be going back home at night, and the same will happen the staff from Lincoln. Daddy Wilmot did some research and made some contacts and got some bits from two or three hotels, I think, and I'm sure Dr. Van Zandt will be looking at those very soon this week, and to decide where the place will be. In regards to the topics, one of them, there is a tradition, I guess, the commissioners are welcome to come, and you have been there for the two of you, we have a Q&A section on the commissioners. Now we have three new commissioners, so it's up to you to to let us know if you will be there and how much time you need. And
I'll be there. I just need to know where and when.
So that will be the other topic. We are always looking for somebody who will motivate the staff. Not that we are not motivated, but it's always good to keep the momentum. The reasoning we always find out is why people go to church. You look at reinforcement every weekend or every often you go to a place like that. So we are looking for somebody to provide that type of training. And so far, that's what we have. Originally, we were supposed, or we were working on getting a national speaker who works on placement, Erin Riley. She works in the health industry. In fact, she works in a hospital and was very successful in a program to hire people with disabilities in that hospital. And now she's well known across the country because she tells the employers what they are supposed to do. Yes. That way, and also the VR workers, how we are supposed to approach the businesses. But she's not available that week. She will be coming in September. So we will be talking or having somebody else addressing the staff about placement. And we usually have reports from different programs. We will be having that, including the statistics and the placement reports. And so far, that's all we have.
Thank you very much.
And that brings me to my question, then, and I'm maybe jumping the gun, Nancy, and if I am, then put me in my place. What, then, is the requirement of this body to show up and when?
We really like for all of the board, if at all possible, to come on the day that we have the meet the board time. We'd like for you to stay for the day and participate, and you get to know our staff better. You get, they get to know you, but it's really a good opportunity for you and the staff. If you wanted to come the whole time, you would be welcome, but typically nobody has ever done that, and I don't really think that's necessary. But if you could come either the full day or at least the part of the day, that would really be great.
Okay, now what day are we talking?
But it's not required. The day is again...
No, I mean for the board. I know the days of the meeting.
Don't we usually do that 1 to 5 slot on that first day? Like two.
That's what I'm trying to find out. I got to go and put in for vacation Monday. That's what I got to find out.
Carlos, do we know that yet?
No, that what I ask is up to them.
Okay.
I guess. Daryl said usually it's the first day.
Yeah. The first day is nice because then, you...
But is all the staff there on the first day?
Pardon me?
Is the entire staff there the first day?
Yeah, usually the entire staff is there the whole time.
Okay.
Once in a while there's somebody with some conflict, but very rare. They work around those so they're required to be there.
I've been there twice, and they start once in Lincoln, once in Omaha. They start at 1 or 1:30.
So that would be a Tuesday, right, Carlos?
This is Monday.
No, the first is a Tuesday, I believe.
First is okay.
Oh, what did you say? It was the first,
second, third.
First, second, and third.
Okay. So that would be
first,
probably
second, and
the
third
Tuesday.
Of which month?
April.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to know so I can get vacation.
I really personally think it's a good idea. I think the one day or the half a day or whatever it is, I think it's fine.
Well, I agree.
Fine. Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been holding off on some of my vacations.
So let's,
let's just make it so then. Tuesday the 1st will be...
Okay.
That part is.
Now, are you thinking Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island-ish? Or?
What she has looked at is, I just had that in front of me, and I have not had a chance to look at her bids, mm-hmm. but she's got Grand Island, South Sioux City, Columbus, Nebraska City.
And Nebraska City would be nice.
So none of these really dictate that we'd have to take, we could just... have a driver and go and then
right.
Come
that's
home
the other. Oh, and Columbus. Did I say?
Yeah, you said Columbus.
New
okay.
Orleans,
Grand Island.
Any of those would be
New Orleans.
South Sioux, Columbus, and Nebraska City. Yes.
Let's go to Columbus.
Okay. you guys need to do whatever you need to do. But if it's South Sioux City, would just from Hastings, that's a really long way.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I would have to come in probably the night before.
Well, and we've got staff coming from Kearney, North Platte, and Scotts Bluff. So my guess is that would be the least likely, even without looking at the bids.
Okay.
But I will look at the
bids. Otherwise, I think one day travel up and back is possible.
Well, I agree.
Okay, I think so too. So please, commissioners, give that some thought.
April 1st? I will
make my best effort to be there. I see no reason that I can't be there.
I'll be there if I can get the time.
And Carlos, you've made that note on the table. Thank you.
All right, April 1st. It's on my calendar. And I'll be there.
April 1st. Okay.
Yeah, that's no joke, is it?
Huh?
That's no joke, is it?
No.
Okay.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is election of the executive secretary, and I'd like to explain it. You know, that might sound a little bit scary, but it really, truly isn't. Your duties won't be all that much to do. You are to take notes if we go into executive session, which means that we the public out and Pearl out and Kathy out, and we meet all by ourselves, which is scary in itself. But we do, and then we take notes, and then we need to report back to the public what we have discussed or what we have come to a conclusion is needed. We don't do that very often. So that would be one of your duties. The other duty is to keep track of if there are any policy changes that we need to get to Kathy, so it gets in the packet, the commissioner's packet that'll go out to anybody that's, you know, down the road will be coming, or that kind of thing. Now, I think I've covered that pretty cleverly.
Yes.
So it isn't really anything all that dramatic or terrible. And obviously, Daryl can't take the position because he's our vice chair, and I, as the chair, cannot take the position. So that leaves the three of you. Do we have any volunteers?
Hey, now this is not fair.
I nominate Jim.
Jim respectfully declines.
Really?
Jim, hey, is there any chambers used to say if nominated, I will not accept, if elected, I will not serve?
Okay, Wes or Julie, are you interested in doing this?
I can take it.
Wes says he's the man.
I'll do it.
Okay, would somebody like to nominate Wes?
I formally nominate Wes.
No, yeah, there you go.
I'll second that nomination.
Thank you, Wes. Okay, we have a nomination of Wes Majors for Executive Secretary, and I need to do a roll call. So, Jim?
You bet.
Daryl?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
And I concur, so that makes it unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, Wes. You made it.
Oh, I didn't want that job.
Okay. Made it easy. That was a good thing. Okay, we are down to focus topics for the next meeting and the times and location. Now, first question I have is May 10th. Is that, in fact, set in stone so that we don't waste time trying to change that? I know that we have trouble getting the meeting place in Lincoln sometimes, so.
Do you know if we have the room reserved?
No, it's not set in stone.
Okay.
All right, so we are open for the May and the August and the November meeting. Time, places, I'm assuming, let's take care of place first. Are we going to go with tradition and be in Lincoln on May 10th? Or May, whatever May day it is?
Can I make
is it accessible?
Can I make a suggestion? And for what it's worth, to answer your question, Nancy, on Lincoln, I have no problem with that. But what I'd like to suggest is this. The eastern end of the state gets an ample shot to show up at these meetings and voice their concerns and so on and so forth. They get, if by my count, three shots a year. You got either one or two meetings in Omaha and one or two meetings in Lincoln.
No, two meetings in Lincoln.
Oh, is it?
And one meeting in Omaha.
Is that set in stone?
That's not set in stone. No, it isn't, but that's been the tradition.
My suggestion was going to be, you know, since the eastern half of the state gets their say, if you will, more so than the western part of the state, would it make sense to have two meetings in the eastern part and two meetings out west?
spread the balance out.
I don't have a problem with that.
One meeting in Omaha, one meeting in Lincoln, and then two meetings out in the western part of the state, or the central part.
One of the best turnouts we ever had was in North Platte.
You bet.
Which really, you know, showed that those people were starving for that. Quite frankly, here in Omaha and Lincoln lately, we haven't gotten huge turnouts. I wouldn't be opposed to something like that, like a Columbus, Norfolk, I don't know.
We met in Kearney lately.
Kearney.
I know we always go somewhere in August, so, you know, traditionally we've done two in Lincoln, one in Omaha, and one out state. But, you know, I think one more.
Part of the reasoning behind that is because we need to take, it would be a full-blown transportation to get everybody out there.
Right,
we would probably need an overnight stay. If we go as far as North Platte, we definitely need an overnight stay. So, you know, it's that's part of the reasoning. Mm-hmm. And for this May meeting, we have selected the center as the topic.
For May.
But and one of the other reasoning is, like, for November, who knows what the snow is going to do in November. And if we have it in Lincoln or Omaha, the vast majority of the people are going to get there. I might have a trouble getting there, but, you know, Wes, and unless it's, you know, terrible, you know, I don't know. Those are just my thoughts. You know, we certainly... nothing's set in stone at this point.
But at the same time, we're the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, not the Eastern Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And I think by holding one meeting a year out in the western part of the state is doing that part of the state a disservice.
Okay.
Can
you
make a
comment? Mm-hmm. I will permit it.
I understand what Jim is saying, and I'm not trying to discourage anybody to move things around, but keep in mind that the legislators, for instance, they meet in Lincoln, they don't go all over. You already live in your hometowns, and you are accessible to any client or consumer to call you, and I assume you will be taking that call.
Sure.
You don't have to wait for these meetings.
I understand it.
So I just want to emphasize that I choose the legislators as an example, but there are plenty of other boards that don't necessarily do that. And in my view, you don't have to feel like you have to go all over more than what you are already doing.
And as we all know, the state legislator, you know, they control the appropriations of the funds, too.
Sure.
So.
Madam Chair, there's a hand up.
Okay, who's seeking the floor?
Bob Eaton.
Okay, Bob. Since I've opened this up, I guess I will continue to do so. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bob.
Well, I just wanted to comment, too, that as far as tradition goes, you know, it wasn't always that way. There was a time when we would meet in various parts of the state more often, and not just in different towns where we had an office, you know, Grand Island, you know, other places, too. I think we did go to the twice a year in Lincoln kind of thing. More because I think we made that change the year when we had to make a lot of other difficult financial decisions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was cheaper to meet in Lincoln, as I recall. So just for what it's worth, I'll throw that out there, too.
Yeah, because you're absolutely right, because that was one of my comments, too, is that, you know, we'd need transport. When we go out to North Platte, and it is a good thing, and they do have a big turnout, but that means that we need transportation, we need rooms overnight, you know, mm-hmm. a whole myriad of things. Mm-hmm. So, okay, but we need to establish here. So we have May 10th listed, but we can change that day. That happens to be the second Saturday. So, please tell me if...
I think we should proceed with our normal schedule this year. I some point, I think we should consider maybe one in Omaha, one in Lincoln, one in Norfolk, one in North Platte, but I mean, aren't those our major offices? I don't know.
Those are four of the
possibly,
six.
Possibly. Okay, yeah, that's true. We have six. So,
Scottsbluff and Kearney are the other.
That's something to think about, but I think we should proceed and, you know, go with the same.
The May 10th for Lincoln and the topic of the center is the only one that is truly set. August 9th and November 22nd, there are dates but not locations. Right. Those are just suggestions because we wanted to wait till this full board could discuss.
And the August one, we definitely will go somewhere, I think we had decided, other than Omaha and Lincoln.
Right. That's a...
Because we don't contend with snow, and we don't contend with, you know, a lot of different things like that.
I would suggest that we continue have our May 9th as planned, as long as that date works for everybody still.
And I have the 2008 Husker schedule.
I think the 22nd, there is a football game.
No, there is not.
Oh, there isn't? I thought
August 9th and November 22nd both are clear.
For right now.
Okay.
Well, this is their schedule.
Well, I understand that, yeah, but TV could screw things up.
Yeah, it's possible, but you know what? And as I am a biggest Husker fan, however, if it means a choice between watching the Huskers and coming to this meeting, there will be no doubt where I'm going.
I will say, though, in the planning, I mean, when we know ahead of time,
right?
It's not just the five people on the board and the few of us who make sure we have to come, but also for consumers. And so
exactly.
We do try to avoid
it. That's true, too.
When we know ahead of time that something's happening, we can work around it. I think that's fair to do.
Is there any reasonable assumption, any reason to assume that the 9th won't work?
It's the 10th.
The 10th of May?
May or August?
May 10th.
The thing with May is, graduations
Mother's Day
and a whole myriad of things. But May is just a hard month to come up with one that's not going to conflict with somebody. But does anybody have, I guess I'm just going to ask the question, does anybody have an objection to May 10th in Lincoln with the center being our focus topic?
No.
Any objections? I don't hear any. Any comments at all?
That's fine.
Sounds good.
Okay,
let's go with it.
I don't think these are just a consensus things, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go with May 10th in Lincoln and the center as our focus topic. Now, I think it would be a good idea for at least for us to discuss August and a day. And
I would really like for us to definitely plan both the August and
November.
Yes.
Okay, let's do both then.
That's
so awesome. What time is going to be working for people in August? We have set down August 9th, but that can be changed.
There are five Saturdays in August, so that's the second one.
And for those that it will affect, the Nebraska Association of the Blind Convention in Nebraska Cities, the 31st of July to the first weekend
of August. So we would definitely not want to do the first weekend.
Okay, that's a good thing to know.
We kind of ruled the first week out, I think.
Yeah.
Last time.
August 9th looks pretty good here.
I believe that
would be pretty good.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, August 9th. Do we want to establish where we want to go?
Kearney sounds good.
Yeah. Kearney?
I haven't heard us do that in a while.
We can meet at the Kearney office. Office, Kearney?
I don't think they have a big enough meeting room.
No, but we'll arrange, since we'll be staying in hotels anyway. We'll get that all figured out.
Can I ask a suggestion for the focus topic, since I know that's where Deanna Jesse is stationed, that we use the newly appointed position of the senior blind specialist?
I think that's a great idea.
Excellent.
Okay, we'll use that as the topic, and it'll be August 9th in Kearney.
And
the focus topic of senior blind specialist.
Yeah, I think the 8th of August.
Okay, now, let's go to November. We're making progress.
We are.
Let's stick with the 22nd, since that's tentatively open date.
Yeah, that is the Saturday immediately after Thanksgiving, so I don't know if that makes sense.
Thanksgiving's the 27th this year.
The calendar flips over, so the 4th, yeah, Thanksgiving is the 27th. So it would stay with... It would stay with our Saturday before. It just comes later in the...
Okay, I see it. All right, thank you.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
Okay, so it's November. Wes or Julie, do you have an objection to the 22nd?
As long as it's not after Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, you know, we try to avoid that because that's, you know, a lot of people go out of town or...
That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
No, it's not.
The 22nd is before.
Just a second, I'm moving on.
Okay, it is the Saturday immediately after the NCSAB fall meeting. The 22nd is.
Okay, is that going to fit into your schedule?
It might make it more difficult.
Okay.
Would the...
The 9th of August?
15th work?
15th.
That way we're at least in the middle of the month.
Fifteenth kind of causes a problem for our Lincoln chapter of our National Federation of Lions. So maybe, if we can.
I thought you guys met the 4th Saturday.
No, we're on the 3rd now.
Is it the 3rd? That's the same as the Lincoln.
That's the week before that.
Well, that's the 8th.
I know the 22nd is Heather's birthday, and she would prefer that we have that whole day, but I mean, that's not, you know, if I'm the only one, not.
Well, what about November 8th?
Who's Nebraska playing that day?
Oh, yeah, let me look. I thought
you said that day was open.
No, that's
the 22nd.
22nd.
Now that we're looking at changing. November 8th is Kansas.
Oh, Nebraska could be.
Well,
that'll probably be later.
Let's see, is there at home or is there
maybe it could be a night meeting.
November 8th is Kansas at home in Lincoln. So that.
Yeah, if we meet in Lincoln, that's going to, no.
Okay.
Well, I'm only one person. Do what you feel.
Well, the 22nd can work. I can make sure if I go to the NCSAB that I'm back Friday night. So I can make that work.
If we're just in Lincoln, it shouldn't be any...
Would it help to start later in the day, Pearl? Say an hour later.
I don't think that would matter.
Okay.
What day is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is the
27th. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's all clear now. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That was fine. I was just...
I guess I would say let's go back to just stick with November 27th.
It doesn't look like any options because the week after is the day after Thanksgiving. And then the next we move into December, which is almost impossible.
So I take back everything I said. Let's go.
we'll work with the 22nd.
We'll understand if you're very tired.
Okay.
That we have the day. Do we want to go to Lincoln for that time, or do we want? What do we want to do?
Given Pearl's travel issues and just getting
back,
I would assume Lincoln or Omaha would be the logical.
Makes sense.
Let's head to Lincoln.
Okay, Lincoln. Yeah. Now since we have one more suggestion for topics, we have working with employers. Would that be like something, or does somebody have a suggestion for another topic?
I think this would be very good timing for that because this year we will be doing a lot of placement-focused special work. So this might be, you know, a very good time for you to, by November, to hear about all the work that's been done throughout the year with employers and with, or maybe have it related specific to employment. So it. Because some of this is working with clients to better be able to connect with employers. So have the topic be employment.
Okay, employment. Okay, that sounds good. Is that acceptable to you, the board members?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
You have nothing better.
Okay, I think we covered that topic then. And I think we are down to public comment time.
Before we get there, do we have protocol established if we need to change and or cancel a meeting because of a conflict or...
I think we can do that. I don't know that if we have protocol. Yes, we have protocol. I'm not sure that we have a protocol. And I know that Pearl did check into the state's attorney's office to see if we had a, if there was a, you know, something. There wasn't. I mean, we certainly can change things. But, you know, I think it's a good idea to be able to do that at any time. I mean, if it's 2 days before or whatever. But I also think that if we're going to do it at all, if it's at all possible, I think a month or at least 2 to 3 weeks is more reasonable so we can get the information out to people so we don't find people showing up to a meeting that
right.
really didn't know that it was canceled and or changed or something. I guess I would like to say at least 2 weeks. 3 would suit me better.
Nancy?
Yes.
I sent out something yesterday, but I'm sure you guys didn't all get a chance.
I saw that. I think it was reasonable.
I would officially like to request that a policy be made that it's 30 days in advance with written notice. That will give us ample time to talk amongst ourselves and determine whether or not a change needs to be made. Time for a new time and location, room reservation to be made. Time for the new meeting notice to be made public.
Right.
And that information to get out.
Yeah. You know, the thing that would have happened to me by the time we had finished with whether we were going to cancel today, my reservation would have been, I would have had to pay for it.
Right.
So, you know, I think a month is reasonable, but I'm just trying to be, you know, charitable. But you know, by the time you talk back and forth or phone call or whatever we do, it, you know, a month isn't all that long because, you know.
Julie, when you say, just so I understand, when you say written notice, I have no problem with that. You say written notice to the chair or to each other?
Whoever is requesting it needs to make a written, email, you know, or paper mail or fax or whatever, but not a phone call. And it needs to have a record.
And to whom? The whole
That's
board?
What I'm asking, to whom?
I guess it doesn't
to
make
the
any...
To the chair or the whole board?
I don't know. I hadn't thought through that. Mm-hmm. To Pearl, to... I mean, as long as we get it, mm-hmm. I suppose it would have to be to all of us.
Okay.
So that we can come to mm-hmm. a decision.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid the situation that happened this week, so that's what I was just for clarification.
Right.
So.
And, I mean, and if Pearl were to get that, I mean, she would immediately forward it to
yes,
us.
Sure.
So there wouldn't be mm-hmm. too much time lost.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I can see wrong with that or with any of these plans is the main reason a meeting is usually ever canceled is weather.
Right.
So if there's a blizzard,
right,
you
and
know,
oh, that, I guess that's an exception.
Okay.
You know,
I
would call that an emergency
okay.
type
okay.
of situation.
Gotcha.
But for plans,
or
right.
suddenly
you know
if we came down with the plague, okay. we wouldn't want to go.
Right.
Okay, okay. The question I have, and I know this is eventually going to come up, so had I requested, you know, and I had thought about it, but then I decided, nah, had I requested this a month ago to postpone our meeting, mm-hmm. would that have been a reasonable request? Because of the caucuses?
I think I would have been much more open.
Me too.
No, me too. That's just it. The late notice. At first I thought yes.
I
don't know what
none of my reservations or anything would have been made.
I don't know what constitutes reasonable, but I think, I wish I would have brought it up, but I just,
well,
I was talking to a couple other people and nobody, you know, I talked to Bob Burns and he said, well, I don't know about these, you know, caucuses. I'm going to be on the, I'm cruising. I mean, I'm on a cruise anyway. And, he says, you know, I guess, you know, we have our meeting dates. And so I just never really pursued it. And, possibly, I don't know, but we don't want to write anything too concrete either because then we're nailing ourselves down.
No, and I really feel like that it does have to be a majority of the board. I mean,
if it's only
one person that wants to do it, then I think that's
right.
not a majority. And I don't
right.
think
right.
that it's proverb.
But well, then maybe like an official policy is a bit strong, but if we just adopt that as
an
the
unofficial
typical way we're going to handle it.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. I don't think it needs to be set down in cement anyplace, but I think it's a good idea for us to talk about it so that if something does arise, we'll have a better idea what we're going to do.
Right.
I mean, and how mm-hmm. we're going to handle it.
Exactly. And well, this whole, you know, the publicity of the caucuses and this, you know, was really lax,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, partly my fault for not pursuing it, you know, like I probably should have. But it's one of those things you don't know unless you ask the questions. And Daryl didn't ask. I didn't think. I based it off the assumption it was going to be like Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, you go home in the evening and that's it. So it was very poorly done.
And both Jim and I regret our exchange the other day. But
yeah, and I want to publicly apologize. It was
a very trying day, and we did not make this decision lightly. And
right.
I did a little bell work activity with my kids the other day and gave them the scenario. And, you know, it was 11-3 in favor of continuing our meeting. However, the three people who said, you should postpone your meeting, and so, you know, I just had him write a sentence or two. It's a pretty compelling argument. So this was not an easy decision, and it was not something that, you know, the board takes lightly. We have to be here at our meetings, and so we have to consider the board first in that respect.
And I do appreciate, you know, Julie and Wes and Nancy and Daryl accepting my apology privately. You know, like I say, that's not me, and I want to just go on record saying I'm sorry.
You and I have, we could be kind of similar in some
we can get, right.
We got us.
Oh, yeah, you got to just,
but anyway.
Well,
I just
believe that, you know, life throws a lot of hard decisions
at
you.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, sometimes there is no right answer. You know,
you have to do what you have to do.
Maybe that's why we're both.
You just have to make a decision and go with it.
Nobody else wants.
Okay, if there's no more discussion, I think we need to move on because a few of us have a few miles to travel yet today.
The public is going to sleep.
Yeah, poor public. Okay, final announcements. I think we're down to final announcements, if I'm correct.
Anyway? There's a public comment prior.
Oh, public comment. I'm sorry. I mentioned that, and then we continued our conversation. So, public, I forgot you again. Please, if you have anything to say, whatever.
This is Hubert.
Okay. Boy, I'm hearing a lot of people. Hubert, I believe you were first.
And then Sherry.
With respect to the movement of the meetings around the state, another possibility, and perhaps even for increasing participation, might be to look into using newer electronic means.
Right.
Many of the public libraries across the state and businesses and such have internet access. Perhaps looking into the feasibility of setting up a conference via the internet where people could listen in and interject their comments from any of these sites where they have an internet access.
That there are some specific prohibitions to conference meetings and to even the video conferencing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's in the law. Mm. The law is outdated, of course. But
yeah,
great idea, but I don't know that we can.
Okay, I heard Sherry and I heard Bob. I'll go with ladies first. Sherry?
Well, I think that Jim was right. I think that you need to include the western part of the state or even the middle part of the state. And regarding your comments about the weather is an issue. So I would say go to Omaha in February, go to Lincoln in November, and then the other 2 months where there's weather, go to North Platte. And if you can get a lot of people at North Platte, by all means, I think you should go there because you're in Omaha, the biggest city in the state, and you've got a handful of people.
Right.
So I'm all for, you know, going where you're going to get a lot of consumers. And so choose some places in May and August, not this year. You've already made that decision, but in 09, just start having it in February in Omaha, and then go someplace else in May and August, and then in November, when the weather's going to likely be bad, you have it in Lincoln.
I personally think that's an excellent
idea. I do, too.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Is it out of order to suggest that for next year? at this point, Nancy?
No, it certainly is. That's when we have, under the focus topic, at least since I've been, we've always had suggestions listed under there of things that...
I'd like to suggest that for next year, and if it needs to be a motion, so be it.
I think we'll just put that under there for suggestions, and we'll make the final decisions next year when we're making them in February.
I agree, because I think we're making the sacrifice to show, you know, I was very disappointed in the Norfolk turnout, but, you know, as a contrast, in contrast with the North Platte one, but sometimes that happens, but I think the more we get ourselves out there.
But it was interesting, because I think one of the things we did was, you know, we went to Norfolk and we visited the area where they work, the staff people work, mm-hmm. their offices, and it was kind of neat to see. Okay, this, and so when I picture, you know, Dave Robinson or whoever, I think, oh, yeah.
And the focus topic.
I know where
awesome.
He's going to sit. I know where he's at in that office.
Speaking of that, do we have time to walk upstairs and tour the Omaha office?
You know what? That might be a very good idea. I don't know what time it is.
Just a quick walkthrough if...
2:20.
Yeah, we're
okay.
About an hour late.
Okay, Kathy?
I think Bob.
Excuse me, Kathy, before you start, I'm leaving Bob out, and I promised him the next...
Oh, I'm sorry. Mark was...
Yeah, I'd like...
Oh, Mark, okay.
Bob leaving here. I don't know if I missed it earlier, but I'd just like to mention Bilbo. That is the...
Oh, thank you. I meant that on my list, and I didn't. Thank you.
Pilbo. Right. There's an acronym. It stands for Promoting Independent Living for the Blind of Omaha. A program that was initiated last year with a grant from the Enrichment Foundation. And I'd like to acknowledge the alertness of Nancy Furrow for spotting that opportunity and making sure that we put in a grant proposal. The Enrichment Foundation is very interested in promoting a better quality of life for blind people living in Sarpy County and Douglas County, particularly those adults that have independent living goals rather than employment goals. So, we were granted $30,000 last year, plus 15% for administrative expenses, particularly for the purchase of technology. That is a one-year grant with the option to reapply each year. We did reapply, and we just received our funding for this next calendar year a couple of weeks ago. So I just wanted to say that that happened. It's a great opportunity for us to partner with local resources, and it really helps a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
Good job, Nancy.
Thank you. I don't know which was first, so I'm going to go with Kathy first. I'm always preferential to ladies first. So.
Sure.
Kathy? Mine's just kind of off, relating back to the meetings. I am assuming that the commission, you have a quorum. Do you need three commissioners present?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like if somebody had something all of a sudden at the last minute and absolutely could not make it, you could still have a meeting. Without having all five present, although I know if, ideally all five mm-hmm. want to be here, right. But if
oh yeah, we like that. Each other.
Yeah, we.
I don't know.
I think I only remember one meeting that I've attended. Mm-hmm. We had four.
Okay. I think Bill was in the hospital. Right?
Okay.
Mark.
Okay, hi, Mark Bolger here from Omaha. I just got a couple comments and maybe one or two suggestions. First of all, I'd like to thank the board for their service. I did think it was really good to see like the kids here serving, and just it reminds us who the clients are. And in that spirit, one of the things I've learned is as a blind person, I'm an expert in my area, but there's a lot of different people that are blind for a number of different reasons and visually impaired. So my comment is don't forget that there are a number of different types of clients, and we must not forget that's the reason we're here. Is the reason we have a board is to represent them. As board members, you're the best that we have to offer and the best examples. And I hope when you act, you're representing not only your particular needs, but the needs of the visually impaired people in Nebraska. If you were to take all the visually impaired people in Nebraska and put them in one area, it would be the third largest city in Nebraska. So, unfortunately, a lot of them don't have as needs as great as others. I guess two suggestions I would have would be one, in the spirit of remembering who the client is like last year when I was here, you had Amy Swagger here, and she shared her experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That personalized it, we need to do things like that because it's easy to get caught up in the business at times.
Right.
So,
that's true.
And that would be a good way for people to get exposed to your board and also know that there is a representative body. The second thing I would do is this is a business meeting, and I understand that. Pearl is the business expert. You guys are the blind experts. Allow her to do her job as much as she can, and you guys get involved in identifying. Know who your clients are. Identifying. That's all I'm saying. Work to make sure we know who we're serving. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have somebody else from the public that needs to make a comment? Okay, then we're down to final announcements. And I'm drawing a blank. I know the staff surveys go out sometime during this year, part of the year. Is it before May that we send them out?
Oh, gosh, I do not.
Man, I don't remember.
Val would know.
Daryl, you remember, surely.
Heck no. Barbara probably does.
Yeah.
Barbara would know.
Exactly.
Nancy thought it was August.
No, it's before July because July is, I don't know.
Yeah, because we do the evaluation. And I was thinking we do the evaluation in May usually, don't we? Or do we? Or
Kathy, would you look on your calendar to see if Val had a tickler thing for send out surveys?
Because that's something we need to do. And we're going to, I have always been doing the compilation of all of the things, and since I am now chair, I'm going to delegate that out to somebody new now.
Yes.
So somebody could be thinking about volunteering here.
To do what exactly?
To compilate. The questions are, there'll be a question and then it'll be followed by, excellent, very good,
okay,
that kind of thing. And then you've got to go through all the staff will send stuff in, and so that when you end up, you can have 25 staff says this, and 10 staff says that under that question, and so forth. So, that, and I can send you what I did, and believe me, it's not.
I can do that. I'm
okay, Julie will do that. Thank you, Julie.
That's why she's on
board. Appreciate that.
Awesome.
Are there any other final announcements? Anything else? Anybody else to say? Because if not, I'm going to call this meeting adjourned.
So moved.
Okay, adjourned.
There you go.
And thank you, commissioners, for being here.
Hey, that was...